Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies in our community. We wish you very, very much the best of family love and great memories of love from the past and a great future with your family moving forward. All the best to you who do so much to take care of the rest of everybody else. Our love is with you, our respect, and our joy is with you. So we're going to open our community today and our call by asking from the audience anything you would like to say or ask for in the way of a blessing. And before we start our blessing today, drum roll, we are going to have our drawing for the Jiklei of Yeshua. So we have quite a few entries in that, and my best wishes go out to whoever the Lord selects to have his portrait on this special day. So I'm going to open this call with Susan. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, everyone you and everybody else who has a
Thank
mother
you.
And is a mother. And I wish that. I just want to put two people. Rob, who discovered that he has AFib, and it's kind of serious, so he's going to be needing, like, a long operation for this.
Oh.
And my son, Alex, who told me yesterday that he's got to see a urologist because he has some blood in his urine, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his name is on it's Rob, right?
Rob and then my son, Alex.
Okay. Rob and Alex.
Perfect. So that was really...
Okay, my dear. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Jerome, you are on.
Oh, blessings with you and everything for Mother's Day just for you and for all of the prayers and everything that you do.
Well, thank you so much.
I've got some children here. Paul, Amber, Vinny, Andrew, that's one part. Second one is Joan, Tom, and Stella. These are families. And so, but
Joan, Tom, and Stella?
Yes, Joan, Tom, and Stella, that's the last one, right. And the blessings on everything you do and all the people you help, and including me and everyone else. And
you're so welcome.
Yeah. And it's summer up here in Minnesota, so we've got some nice warm weather for the first time.
Oh, I'm so glad. You really suffered this winter.
Yes, we did. We had a record snowfall last week of 10 inches 4 days ago. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, let's pray that's over.
Ever it is, but thank you for all the love and life and peace and joy, and Yeshua is with all of us, so I'm so glad for you.
Oh, thank you so much, and it's a beautiful day here, so we're blessed in many, many ways.
Yeah, we got a beautiful day, too, so we're blessed, too. So the sun's
great.
Out, 60 degrees.
Great.
All right. Thank you again. All the best for everything you do, and keep up the good work. Yes.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And keeping up the good work reminds me of something I want to let everybody know.
Yes.
Yesterday, we finally received the perfect proof for the 20th anniversary edition of Love Without End. So the presses are running next week. That gives you an update, and I'm going to be doing a mailing later today showing you what it looks like. So everybody will get to see it and get to know that it's on, well, not quite. because I still have to sign and, you know, all that good. We have to get them, sign them, send them. But the presses are running next week. So we're on the short run. I mean, we're on the home stretch now.
Great.
And it's gorgeous. You know, one of the things that took so long is that I wanted this perfect color on the front, and it's such an unusual color. It's not like anything you've ever seen. And I don't know if any of you have been shopping for clothing this last year or two, but you probably have noticed there are colors in prints and clothing that don't look like anything you've ever seen before.
Right.
Well, that's because new inks are available and new printing processes are available that can bring out colors we've never seen before.
Oh, good.
Okay. And there's a color on this book you have never seen on a book before.
Oh.
It's kind of, it's almost iridescent.
Yes.
It's an orchid blue.
Oh.
It's the most spiritual color I have ever seen. And then the whole picture of First Light covers the front. So it's really an amazingly beautiful book, and we wanted it to be, and every page is perfect. It's on white paper, pure. I wanted the bright white, pure white paper that is, you know, has nothing but innocence behind it and so easy to read.
Great.
And then all the placement and the numbers with the new index, you'd be surprised how many times a book has to go back and forth to be proofed. And I just was not going to accept anything but perfection for this book. So we got it yesterday, right before Mother's Day, and this is my baby. So so the timing couldn't be more perfect for me.
It is perfect. It is. Oh,
it is. It is perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to get it in your hands. So, well, that was my little piece I needed to say. But also, I am wearing Christ Sense. If you have it, use it. It's the most perfect time to use Christ Sense is with a Christ blessing.
Okay. All right.
For all of you.
Yes.
All of you, if you have it, now would be the perfect place to use it. Over your heart is ideal. On your forehead is ideal. On your throat is ideal. Those are probably the three best places. And a lot depends on whether you want to receive visions,
okay,
or whether you want to receive messages, or whether you want something healed in your heart. Okay? So those are the three best places, and you can have it on all of them. just go for the full enchilada.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, my dearest friends and people, I love being with you, and I love bringing this to you. And what a special day on Mother's Day, because you're my family. You really are. And one thing I would like to hear from, I'll send out some messages about this also. I would like to hear back from as many people as would actually like to be trained as a blessing giver. Because it's been quite a while since we have had a live blessing seminar. And that's because Mama G has just been so tied up with the necessities of management and taking care of the church and people and everybody else. But now we need to work with the Lord to take care of our planet. So anybody who is interested in that level of training, write me and let me know, because I need to, you know, we have to plan these things months in advance to get a good room with good room rates. And that involves a commitment, and in order to do that, I've got to know people are interested. So communicate with me. Let me know, and I'll be sending out some emails also asking, so we'll find out real soon whether there's a request there.
Good.
But I certainly feel the calling and the desire, and I miss you so much.
We miss you too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a few more callers.
Okay.
We have, I believe it's Tina.
Yeah, hi, Tina. Hello?
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Glenda. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and same to you.
I'm so filled with gratitude today of just being a mother and thinking of all the mothers and Mother Earth itself, the whole mother energy.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you don't have to give birth to a child to be a mother.
No,
and,
Mama G.
And you don't have to be female to be a mother. I know
right.
of a lot of gentlemen who have assumed the mother role, not just of their children or family, but also, for example, in hospice or in teaching or counseling. They've assumed a mother role. So don't just think that you're excluded because you're not in the female gender or because you don't have biological children. Mothering is a devotion. It's a calling. It's a devotion. It's service. And it does involve birthing, but not always, of biological life.
Yeah.
I went through a lot of labor pains, let me tell you, getting this book out.
I so agree. Yes, and all the men and all the beautiful mother and female energy in the men, I was just talking to a friend yesterday about how I love when men have the female energy and the masculine energies, if they have this balance, and it's mother energy is also present.
Well,
so
mother energy is its own thing.
Yeah, and they have it too, and they so nice to embrace it, you know.
Absolutely.
Men.
I think it's just lovely. So I wanted to make that. I wanted to make that comment so that everyone who has given at least a portion of their life into the privilege of mothering something or someone. Okay, I have known people who really mothered community projects to help provide for the needs of many, many people, and that was mothering. So
yeah.
It's not just about home, hearth, family, and having babies. It's a big concept that includes our Mother Earth, and we send praise and glory to our beautiful Mother Mary, the Mother of Christ.
Yes. And I wanted to ask for a blessing for one of my babies.
Okay.
Rosie. She is who is my dog? Like.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and she has something that we're not sure yet. There's different opinions, different vets have, and but she does have a problem on her butt, actually on her bottom. Some we don't know if it's a tumor or if it's hemorrhoids, and so I'm asking for a blessing. So she's irritated by it, and
oh sure, okay, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Plus her little bottom.
I hope it's nothing bad, you know. I hope
it probably isn't. It probably isn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just treat her with kindness and keep getting a second and third opinion, and you'll get a right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to ask for, especially a blessing for my brother, who I'm not really sure if he would receive the blessing, so I don't really. I just hope he does, and as much as you know his free will, you know, will accept it. So,
well, we always include that level of respect when we offer the blessing. So we are not imposing our beliefs or our ideals on other people. We're just providing an open door where they can receive according to their belief and according to their willingness to receive.
So,
and
so
you know, I should say this because I want to push away any judgment that might have appeared in that statement. The fact is, no matter how faithful a person is, there are times when we get defensive and we just don't open ourselves to receive. The apostles were guilty of that too. Look at Thomas after the resurrection. Well, I want to touch and see if it's real. You know, really. Here the Lord had come back to him in full vision and flesh. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, after Peter turned his back on him a couple of times, just not for lack of love or faith, just the human defense system is the most annoying thing I have ever encountered. I wish we could just do without it, but I guess it's necessary for our survival. So, the fact is we all do have defenses, and we put up our defenses because we don't want to fail, and we don't want to be hurt. We don't want our hopes to be led on and then be let down. And so we keep our defenses up pretty strong. But what I want to say is that the Holy Spirit doesn't get put off by that. And it can pass through glass and steel and any defense that's ever been put up. So we just call on the Holy Spirit to do the work of Christ and convey the grace of God in whatever way is appropriate, in whatever way will work, in whatever way will get through the steel door. Because, you know, we all have a few lockdown systems. And, you know, it's just the way life is. Okay, Tina, it was great talking with you. And I'm going to take a wireless caller from area code 641. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
My name is Betty Ann, and I am calling from Iowa.
Well, great. Welcome.
All right. I am having three major lifestyle challenges. The first one is I'm in a health crisis. I know it can be taken care of, but it is dragging me down. I also have to move. At the same time, I'm not feeling good. It's important that I find a place to move to and have it clean, life supportive, no cigarette smokes, easy access for me. The third challenge is, funnily enough, somehow suddenly I have to reorganize totally all my finances, and I'm going to need some honest, simple, professional advice, and I really at this point don't know who to go to. So Yeshua and you guys need to work on my health, my living condition, and the finances. So that's one great big basketful.
It certainly is. And one recommendation I would make, if you haven't already done this, in every community I have been in, even in this little fishing town I live in, there is a human health community service center. And they may not be able to tell you specific advice, but it's their business to know how to make useful references, to make connections. And One of the things we're talking about in our webinar online, which we, by the way, we will not have today because we want you to enjoy Mother's Day, but is the importance of just even one, starting with one connection. That's one connection you could make. And they may not be able to tell you even then exactly where to go to find out what you need, but they'll be able to give you a second connection. By the time you have three connections going in a line, you're going to get somewhere. You'll get some information that's useful. So I will say that because don't ever underestimate the importance of connections.
Thank you.
Don't try to do it alone. I have gone, the last year I went through major financial reorganization, and I called all the different community services there are to get references. And, you know, we went through Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago, and I was just beyond myself what to do, but I started calling people. There are people that are there specifically to help people like you. And you need to not try to do this alone. That's my number one advice. Don't try to do it alone. And now with the blessing we're going to ask for you, that blessing will bring in the right connections for you. And the right healing and the right upliftment and the clarity of mind and the peace and the joy.
Wow. Yeah, I should be transformed. I'll be a new person.
Yeah. You will. As a matter of fact, you will be. So, you have a great future in store, but you have to do it one step at a time and do it with connections. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. From the bottom.
You're welcome. So, you're going to just relax while we offer the blessing. And it's so nice to talk to you. I'm going to take a couple more callers. Anthony, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, congratulations on getting the book proof finalized. That's very exciting. It is a wonderful Mother's Day thing, too.
Oh, it is, and actually, I should say to everybody, Tony is the one who created the index, so it's a wonderful accomplishment for you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a real joy working with you on that. So it was quite a process, but it was very, very enjoyable and a blessing, so thank you so much.
So what blessing would you like to have today, or comment, or...
I have a number of friends. I've been calling in and adding them to the list, and they still need some blessings. Our friends Steve and Sandy, and Steve's the one who's dealing with the leg, the foot problem.
Uh-huh.
It's going to require some surgery, it looks like. But he's feeling good, and it looks like he feels like he's getting some of the benefit and the blessing from the blessings. So I want to continue to include him. And then I have another friend I've mentioned a couple times. His name's Steve, and his daughter has some real challenges. She has some mental health challenges and some living situation challenges. And she has a couple little children and another one on the way. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I really want to send some good energy and blessings to her. Her name's Chrissy.
Chrissy.
And then a whole family, the one that lost the young family member. That's Frank's family. So I want to send a lot of love and blessings to him. And, yes, thank you. It's just a joy to be here and be connected. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, too, Tony. You're such a good friend and a great blessing giver and sidekick.
Thanks so much, Glenda. It's a joy to share those things here. Just, you know, we feel like we're blessed all the time. So thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. And Judy, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you too.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm going to take a call from Sarah. Hi, Sarah. You're on. Hello, Sarah. You have to unmute your phone. Okay, well, she dropped off. I'm going to take a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Looking forward to seeing the new edition of Love Without End. It's June in Massachusetts. And I would like to ask a blessing for my great-nephew who got hit by a car and his spine is injured, and so he's in the hospital. And we don't know if it's going to be a minor or major thing. So his name is Darren.
It's what?
Darren.
Okay.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to everyone, the mothers of invention and all these wonderful creative love experiences.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I see Sarah's back on the call. Hi, Sarah.
No, thank you. Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful family. I just appreciate so much being a part of this community. And I want to say I definitely will write to you, Glenda. I really look forward to learning how to be a blessing giver and giving service in that way.
Great.
And, yeah, excited. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my mama. Her name is Kathleen Walton.
Okay.
And my two grandmothers, Frances and Ruth. And just bless their beautiful hearts and souls. So much love. And I want to ask her a special blessing for my best friend, Jody. And her daughter, whose name is Nani, N-A-N-I.
Okay.
And, yeah, Nani just turned 18, and she's, you know, going through some transitions and some growing pains, and just a beautiful blessing of Yeshua for her and for all mothers and daughters and their relationships.
That's okay. That's great. Well, you have it and they have it. And we're going to take our last caller, last but not least, Stormy. How are you today?
Linda, I've received a beautiful blessing for me and for you today that I see through your eyes your eternal light shining bright today.
Oh, thank you, Stormy.
Thank you.
I appreciate that really so much. And you having seen the painting First Light and having such a connection with it, you will really enjoy seeing a picture of the new book. Well, everybody, yes, everybody, it is time for our drawing. And I am sitting here shuffling and shuffling and shuffling, making sure that everything is neutral and the ball is over my head by 3 feet. So, Yeshua will just use my hand to pick the winner. So, everybody, just hold your breath and pray. And the winner is Kathy Vance. Kathy, are you on the phone? Okay. Well, you don't have to be on the phone to win. But I'm sure she'll be glad to hear the news. Would have been a lot of fun if someone was on the phone and won and said, "Oh wow, that's me." But can't always work that way. All right. Well, everybody, let's get ready for our blessing, because here's where everybody wins. Everybody gets an upgraded life. You know, this is where it, sometimes I see my computer come on and Windows says, it's time for an update, time for an upgrade. And I think, yeah, that's what we do every Sunday. Only it's not the computers, it's to human hearts and souls and bodies and lives. So just relax. Make sure your arms and legs are uncrossed. And let your attention drop out of your head to where you're not thinking. We do bless our mind. It does phenomenal work for us. And there are uncharted possibilities for our brains to do even more work than they already do. It's only a small percentage of it actually being used. But right now, this isn't the job of our brain mind. This is going to be the work of your soul, the work of your heart, opening your life up to receive a touch, just a touch from the Holy Spirit, from Yeshua, that brings through your life that most sacred and divine grace of God. I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and then when I'm done, the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy. It's only the energy we conduct. And it's not from us. We're just passing it through, like receivers, passing it through to you, helping it get to you. It's sort of like you could compare it to a cell phone tower. If you're not near a tower, sometimes it's hard to get a signal. Even though you've got your phone dialed, you've got your Wi-Fi all on and activated, and you just can't get a signal. You drive about 5 or 10 miles, and oh, okay, now you're starting to see three or four bars, and you can call someone. Well, it's kind of like that. There's a lot, you see, our whole universe is energy. And right now, the energy on our Earth and on our planet is in a pretty chaotic state. So it's not always easy to get a clear signal. And that's all we're helping you do. The content of the blessing is from Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. And the receiver is you, according to your prayer, that which you receive, that which you need, that for which you ask. We have nothing to do with that. We might as well be AT&T, except we are heavenly driven and heavenly established, instead of earth mechanical existing. But we do conduct and convey that energy for you so that it comes to you, for you, and it doesn't finish just when we finish conveying. It takes another at least 5, if not 7 minutes to finish conveying and for you to finish receiving. That's why when we're finished, I'll always say, now go and rest at least 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. And it's okay if you fall asleep, because you don't have to be awake. It's not your awaking mind that does the receiving on this. It's your whole person that does the receiving. And another thing I want to say is it doesn't just stop with you. You become like a receiver that passes it on to everyone close around you.
The only difference is it wasn't according to their prayer, but it's still a blessing. It's still a benefit, and it still helps them. Okay? You will still brighten up their day, and they may just smile a little brighter when they see you. So, let's begin. Yeshua, we are so honored to be in your presence today. We are so much feeling your love, your devotion to us, your willingness to be here always, to help and lift us up, to comfort us, and to encourage us. We know that it is the will of our Father that we learn to be strong and live our own life, just as any parent would want for their children. But there are times also when we surrender knowing we need help. We need help from you, our brother. We need help from the Holy Spirit. We need guidance. And we need grace and forgiveness from our Heavenly Father. So for all of these things, we ask your blessing. We ask that you be with us now and open our hearts that we may receive everything that is being provided. Relax our minds so that it doesn't interfere. Allow us to enjoy all of our spiritual connections, our loving family connections on this day, and all the blessings that our beautiful earth has given us, that we may be a blessing back to her. We ask all of these things in your holy name. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest. Receive, absorb, and be filled. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to being with you again next week.